Good morning and welcome to Starting Right with Danny Mac. I'm going to be here every Monday to Friday to help you get a great 5 minute start to your day. So grab your cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and let me help you start your day right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Passion Week. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, when we celebrate Jesus arriving in Jerusalem riding on a donkey. And our Music Monday episode today is about a hymn that was written to remind us of that incredible arrival of Jesus into Jerusalem on that very first Palm Sunday. It's also one of the oldest songs we've ever talked about. In fact, it was written in the year 820. I don't think we've ever gone back quite that far before. The hymn is called All Glory, Laud, and Honor, written by Theodulph of Orleans. This is not a hymn that we sing a lot on Sunday mornings because it is a very old one. The words are somewhat archaic, but is a very powerful hymn that reminds us of Christ's arrival in Jerusalem on that very powerful and exciting Palm Sunday. Here's a very brief version of the story about how this hymn came to be that was written over 1,300 years ago. Between the years 742 and 814, King Charlemagne united most of Western Europe under his authority. He was a visionary who advanced education and reformed the laws, economy, and the culture of Europe. When Charlemagne died, his son Louis I ascended to the throne. At first, everything went well, but in 817, he began dividing up the empire amongst his nephew and his four sons, and this caused all kinds of problems. Twice, his sons deposed him, and though he regained the throne both times, he never again was able to really rest securely. Caught in the middle of this epic family conflict was Theodulph, Bishop of Orleans, a city south of Paris. Theodulph, born in Spain about 750, had gone to France as a church leader at Charlemagne's request. He was a very, very intelligent man who worked hard to reform the clergy. He established schools, he advanced education, he advanced high morals, he built churches, and he composed hymns to praise God. But during one of the political troubles of Louis's reign, Theodulph was falsely accused of conspiring with King Bernard of Italy. And on Easter Sunday in the year 818, Theodulph was imprisoned in the monastery of Angers, a city southwest of Paris. While in prison, he studied and meditated much on the Lord's triumphal entry in Jerusalem prior to the crucifixion and resurrection. And it was there that Theodulph wrote this great Palm Sunday hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. According to tradition that can neither be confirmed nor denied, when King Louis later visited Angers, he momentarily stopped by the monastery where Theodulph was being held. The bishop appeared at the window, singing the song, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. The king was reportedly so moved that he ordered the bishop's release. We don't know if that part of the story is true or not. The Theodulph was released in 1821, but died shortly after his return to Orleans. One of the other interesting things about this hymn is that originally there were 78 verses to it. Fortunately, most of our modern hymnals contain only the first three verses of those 78. There's a part of me that wants to smile when I think of the hymn leader standing up in front of the church and saying, this morning we're going to sing verses 22, 47, 65, and 74. So I'm not going to recite them all for you, but here are the words from the very first verse. All glory, laud, and honor to thee, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring. Thou art the King of Israel, thou David's royal son, who in the Lord's name comest, the King and Blessed One. I'm going to leave you with just a little bit of this hymn this morning, in case you haven't heard it before. And there will be a link in your show notes that you can click on or copy and paste and hear those three verses that we sing today. Have a great day, my friends, and here is a little bit of All Glory, Laud, and Honor.